I'm death. I'm not what you think or imagine me to be. I am the end and the inevitable. Not for you, but for others. What destruction demolishes, I rebuild. As things end for others, I come to them to ease their pain. I comfort others at the end, in a way I can never do for you. As much as I would like to heal your wounds, you are not made in a way to receive my gifts. I cannot ease your pain or relieve your suffering. And because you too are endless, I cannot ever give the final release that all your human kin feel. But just as I take life from the world, I also bring it. I'm not just death. I'm also that which gives birth. I am the spark that creates each and every desire you feel. I give you that brief window into the joy of connection with others that will eventually be cruelly torn from your life. I am the origins of all suffering, the essence of it. I set every thought, feeling, and desire into motion. With each new journey you make, you will meet me twice. The first time when I breathe life into your new desire, when I set all that is to come in motion, and a second time when it's done. When you see me give the comfort to others that I cannot give to you. On the last day before it's done, I take mortal form and appear to the ones you love to ease the pain that destruction has left behind. Each time you see me, you will know, and your heart will break. And mine too will break with yours. Then I will do what I always do. Breathe life into something new and allow you to have a brief moment of joy, happiness, and love. And then I will watch as my sisters make you suffer, because that is what you are made for. And when it all ends, each and every time, I am the one who will set the whole cycle back into motion. Like a snake swallowing its tail, leading you back to your fate, to your pain, to your suffering and misery, over and over again. But I, like you, cannot be anything other than who I am and what I was meant to be. I am death. And I'm not what you think or imagine me to be.